You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Happy days, Tuesday, and walking back after replenishing, had a coffee and a bagel. You feeling good?
Yes, just had a coffee with five cops and a paramedic.
I think there was a Scottish Libyan in there as well.
A Scotsman, a Libyan, an Australian, five cops and a paramedic walk into a coffee shop.
This morning we discussed...
Anti-radio.
We discussed the yogurt throwing incident that happened to ABC's Lee Sales.
Also, Simo stood on my toe.
Yeah, take that.
Didn't appreciate that. And a 6-year-old South Korean YouTuber just casually bought an $11 million pad.
Oh, it's a lot of money. Enjoy.
Up and Adam, Tuesday morning, Simo and Jordan making it happen. It is 4 minutes past six, bright and early.
Simo, it's wonderful to be here on this Tuesday. Is it too early to start counting down days to the weekend?
Very much so. Just a little. Tomorrow you can start doing it.
Tomorrow, so yeah. Hump day I can officially start. I guess that makes sense. We're past the hump, so we're on the downhill slope.
Cha-ching, achievement unlocked. It'll be 2 out of 5. We've got Jess Malboy, a couple of Aussies back-to-back next. Guy Sebastian involved as well. But this morning, reggae from Mountain Watch, Oma Idol is happening as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you got on your plate?
We've got a big show on the way, Simo. The housing market is very difficult to break into.
Oh, I thought about it back in the day.
Somehow, though, a 6-year-old from South Korea has managed to buy a $6.4 million apartment.
Whoa. How much?
$6.4 million.
No, man, I'm just going to end up living in a tent. I know it. It is Simo and Jordan with you, and Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan.
Hey, now, Simo, I've got a little bit of a confession to make.
Oh.
It's a bit embarrassing.
I'm here for it.
Isaiah, I said before that a 6-year-old in South Korea had bought a $6.4 million apartment.
I mean, it's pretty pricey, and that also was, at 6 years of age, that's quite an achievement.
That was actually incorrect. That was wrong. She hasn't bought. I misread the article here. That was wrong. She hasn't bought a $6.4 million apartment. That was pounds. She's bought an $11.3 million apartment.
Okay, wow. That's more.
I know.
All right, so
it's
how...
so much more.
Is she bilingual?
No. This 6-year-old is a YouTuber, a YouTube sensation. Has two YouTube channels, one of which does toy reviews, obviously based on kids. Another one does vlogs. One has 17.5 million subscribers. The other, just a lazy 13.6. She has a name. It's South Korean, so I don't want to dare try and pronounce it.
You don't want to butcher it?
No. I'm just going to steer clear of that one.
Yeah.
But apparently she earns $2.5 million a month. That's her salary. It's a bit of a pay cut for you, is it, Simo?
Oh, how much are you? Oh, man. Don't even get me started. Have you ever thought about getting into the housing market?
I thought you were going to say YouTubing market. I mean, if there's money like that, definitely. Housing market, well, I mean, yes, you know, you need a place to live and all that sort of stuff, a roof over your head.
I assume you like to earn that kind of money on YouTube with toy reveals. You really need to be happy unwrapping things.
Mm.
Do you know what?
Reviews.
Reviews? I think she unwraps them as well.
Does she?
I reckon I've seen some of
the videos.
Why
are you watching a 6-year-old South Korean YouTuber? Is this what you do in your spare time, Simo?
Happy to hand over my hard-earned cashish. But what they should do is they should do the age-old thing where they wrap one thing inside another and then, like, just get an endless reaction. It would be, like, endless eyebrows popping and she'd just be so cute, but she'd never actually get anything.
If we just give her, like, an endless babushka doll or something like that.
Just something inside of something else. Hayley Steinfeld, capital letters even this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan, Simo and Jordan.
You got there eventually, Simo.
Capital.
Capital.
Yep, we are now broadcasting in the capital, so you can catch Snow FM on DAB digital radio in Canberra.
I see what you did there.
However, after 6:30, we're going to be discussing, have you ever thought about if you could, you know, if you're going to have something thrown at you, what would it be?
That is not something that I've thought of, surprisingly.
Like vegetable material, dairy, food orientated is what I'm interested in.
Preferably like, you know, a big ball of bubble wrap.
No. It has to be a food.
Oh, it has to be a food.
It has to be something that you can, ingest. It's going to give you some kind of nutritional value.
I mean, you can ingest bubble wrap. I don't know about the...
nutritional value?
Nutritional value. I'd suggest don't.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what would I go with? I reckon I'd go with a sandwich or something that will just fall apart in midair.
I mean, sandwich, that's a lot of, like, that's a lot of work. It's not cardio, but it's like there's a lot of detail goes into making a sandwich just to throw it. So
exactly.
Like bok choy for me, maybe? Something like...
Did not expect that.
It's a Avicii right now. Wakey, wakey, 24 minutes on the way to 7 o'clock. It is Simo and Jordan hanging out.
We've got a big half hour coming up before 7 o'clock. Going to have a chat to Jason from Snowy Mounds Movies.
Yes.
Have a look-see what is on at the moment. But before that, Simo, a famous Aussie journo has had some food thrown at him or her.
Him or her, Lee Sales. So you'd be familiar with the journalist, host 7:30.
Yes.
And she has copped some vegetable material.
Ah, are you going to divulge what vegetable material now?
Okay, so she was presenting a speech about a memoir that she'd written about how ordinary people endure traumatic events.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, she was just, you know, talking, and then she scored a tub of blueberry yogurt that was thrown from the audience, like, at the podium.
So they've splashed out a bit of cash to get the blueberry stuff. Like, if it's just vanilla... That's like your cheap, bog standard. But they've actually gone, no, I am going to throw yogurt at her, but I don't want it to be just a cheap one. I want it to, you know, to go a bit more upmarket.
Yeah,
so
well,
blueberry.
Like the blueberry stain. I want to.
Yeah.
You've left a blueberry stain
blueberry
on this
stain.
Podium.
Ah, now I see. Ah,
maybe, because I assume vanilla comes out easy.
Does it? I don't know. Have you ever spilt vanilla?
I can't say that I have.
Have you ever spilt blueberry vanilla?
But there's a lot of variety out there now. So, I mean, like, there's coconut.
Is there coconut?
There's dairy-free. So, I don't know. We don't have the details on whether Lee Sales is, like, what is it that you can't do dairy?
Dairy-free.
I was going to say veterinarian, but no, that's an actual...
If you can't eat dairy, you're a veterinarian. What are you talking about?
What's the other one? Celiac, but that's gluten.
Yeah.
I can't keep up. King, Princess, Prophet this morning on Snow FM. A breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up, making things happen at 20 minutes on the way to 8.
And now, Simo, Kesha has got a song out at the moment. It's called Praying. We've got a little grab of it here. Some say in life you're gonna get what you give, but some things only God can forgive. Such an amazing range she has on her voice there, Kesha.
Up there in the heavens, yeah.
I know, I didn't realise that she could get that voice that high. And Simo, something you didn't know about me is that I also have that kind of range.
Mm-hmm.
Just not when I'm singing. It's weird. I mean, you would have heard my singing voice yesterday. We did a remix of Ali Black's Summer in Brooklyn, Jindy in Winter. Head on over to the Facebook page to check that out.
Yeah.
But for me, I can only get my voice that high when someone stands on my toe in a very specific way.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so weird. But it actually happened yesterday in our staff kitchen here.
Yes.
Fortunately, I had the recording equipment ready to go.
Oh, yeah?
So we had this.
I think I just stood on your toe. Are you all right?
See? It's a weird talent. So that was me. And thankfully, a couple of our salespeople came in with the backing lyrics as well. Just start singing.
They are on point.
I know they really were, weren't they? But it's a weird talent I have. I don't know why. It's just if someone stands on my toe in a specific way.
Can really hit those high C's. And Omar Idol happening now, Jordan. Have you been, how have you been going with Om Idol of recent times?
She's gone a little bit of an old school flair. I mean, yesterday we had the Sound of Music.
So
perhaps a bit of a musical old school flair. Who knows what today will bring?
Good morning, Omar. You're on Snow FM Breakfast. How are you?
Good morning, boys. I'm good. Same on Jordan. How are you?
Oh, we're both very well. Thank you, Omar. Hey, it's a little bit wet and cold here in Jindy this morning. Managing to stay warm?
Oh, yes, I have a potato dumpling under each armpit and Opa is giving me snuggles.
Of course, I forgot about the potato dumplings. Hey, what about to keep dry? Do you have any super tips to keep dry, or do you just carry an umbrella around everywhere?
Oh, no, I don't use umbrella. It's a wastefully plastic material. I like to peel zucchinis and then let them dry and then I make a beautiful zucchini. Umbrella to wear. It's so nice.
I was wondering what that was when I popped around there over the weekend. It's a zucchini umbrella. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Oh, yes, very fashionable.
And Omar, did you get those lyrics? Actually, I don't think I sent them. You've picked this one, haven't you, that you're going to be singing this morning?
Oh, yes. Lots of sounds and only a few words. Today is very, very sneaky.
Okay, well, interesting. I'm looking forward to it. It's Omar Idol. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Omar, take it away. Well done, Omar. I think she's getting the guitar licks done there with her own vocal cords.
I didn't really know what to say.
Call now 64572977 if you're familiar with the lyrics that Omar was singing this morning.
Is singing the correct word, or?
I think so.
Yeah.
Omar, do you like that song? Are you a big fan?
Oh, yes. I love a good bit of pub rock.
And time's gone by. Yeah, she used to rock the front bar. Omar, pretend that you're rocking the front bar right now. Go for it.
Take it away. One last time.
Call 64572977 if you are familiar with Omar Idol. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Score yourself a voucher if you know what this is. Go for it. Well done, Omar.
Fantastic, Omar. Fantastic.
Love you.
Bye, boy. We love you too.
Fake magic. We don't need it. Peking duck this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. And it's Simo and Jordan in the midst of Omar Idol, all thanks to Mountain Munchies.
Yeah, Simo, we don't need fake magic because we've got Omar and we've got our first contestant on the line who reckons they know the song that Omar was singing this morning.
Good morning, Troy. How you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
We're going sensationally well. You on the way into work this morning, or how's Tuesday morning treating you?
Yeah, heading to work, mate.
Beautiful. It's about to treat you a whole lot better if you know what Omar was singing this morning. What did you think of her voice?
Yeah, it was unreal.
I mean, I've actually seen her perform that one with a hairbrush in front of the mirror when I was growing up. I'm still scarred. So thankfully you only had to hear it, Troy.
Yeah, that's right.
What was she singing this morning, Troy?
ACDC, Thunderstruck.
She was indeed, mate.
Didn't think Omar was a fan of the old Akadaka, but hey, there we go. You learn something new every day.
You've scored yourself a Mountain Munchies voucher, so perfect burger. Troy, what's in yours?
Not sure.
Your chicken? Whatever. Or are you on the beef?
Yeah. Chicken burger will be the go, I think.
Chicken burger for days. Troy, thank you very much for the call this morning.
Cheers, mate. See ya.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I Won What.
The Wheel of I Won What. It is thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles. You can call 64572977 this morning.
And Simo, we got a truckload of prizes ready to give away on the wheel. All you have to do is give us a call and you can be walking away with whatever the wheel lands on. We've got a couple of Macca's vouchers there, Romance Me package, Elemessa vouchers. I actually went there over the weekend.
How was
that? Yeah, it was nice. I liked it.
We've got the Wheel of I Won What happening now. Lines are open for that first caller through. Snowy Mountains Shuttles. It is who we have to thank for it. Andy Grammer is on the way. However, this morning, our first caller through. Good morning.
There you go.
Good, mates. Have you been? You've been trying to get through a couple of times.
Yeah, I've been trying.
Now we do want to talk to you about your answering machine service. What can you tell us about your answering machine?
Oh, that's a dear. No, oh, that's never a good time for a connection to drop out, is it?
So the reason that we asked him that question...
Did he think we were like the government or something? And he's got the wrong number?
Oh, dear. No, he's all good.
We're like the ATO or something. It's like, right, your answering machine is...
On his answering machine, he's got... What's up? We left you a message as well, so thank you very much for the call this morning.
Yeah, Simo thought that it was you, actually. It's one of those ones where you pick up, you record your answering machine as, hello, as if it's actually you, and it kind of fools people, and Simo fell for it this morning.
Then
we just started talking and left about a three-minute message.
So, the Wheel of I Won What?
We'll go unspun today.
Classic. It is all thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles. Avril Lavigne, yeah, but she's giving a bit of a throwback sound there. Dumb Blonde, a fresh play on Snow FM Breakfast.
Now, Simo, what is this? You experience walking rage.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was walking close to a place. I mean, it's a supermarket that rhymes with Coolworths, and I was going for a bit of a shop, and then naturally we're in Jindabyne where lots of people haven't necessarily got anywhere that they need to be.
Yeah.
Right?
So because they're right here on holiday,
they
so
wander
just
around.
Time. Yeah.
So this person is like going at a solid 20% pace, and, it's relatively busy. There's not a lot of room to overtake, and you've got some stairs involved as well. So I get caught walking behind someone that's going at 20% of the pace that I am capable of. And how would you deal with that?
Okay, well, let's find out some more information. So this person, male or female?
Female, clearly nowhere to be.
Female. Age bracket, are we talking what, roughly what age bracket are we talking?
Oh, like 20 to 30, capable of more pace.
How do you
saying.
Know that person hadn't just had a knee operation and that was the quickest that she could walk?
Well, let me paint you a picture. I've come
Why?
Out.
What are you trying to say?
I've come out, just... I've done my shopping. All I want to do is just get home, right? I've had enough. It's been a long day. And there's a person in front of you just not moving.
So what did you do? Just punch her?
Yeah, full on like bar fight in the streets.
This poor woman who's probably had a knee surgery, can't really walk, and then Simo, this get out of my way. I'm on the breakfast radio show and just
no,
to the back
no.
of the head. Is that what you did, Simo? No, I wouldn't. I would, of course, just wait patiently. I mean, what? Did she probably wasted, what, 5-10 seconds of your time?
You did hit the nail on the head because I did overtake. I kept left until I had time to and the opportunity to overtake coming out of the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, snowboarding injury. Just moving slow because the limp was happening, which I didn't notice at first. Didn't I feel awkward?
Yes. And so you should.
So tomorrow, Paul Murray, he's broadcasting his Sky News live show up at Threadbow.
He is. Got Guy Sebastian performing there as well.
Sir Guy Sebastian. I'm all about him.
But we're interviewing Paul. Not Guy, unfortunately.
We've also got well, Monster Energy, old mate Lars or Hans. Hans Strudelbauer.
I swear to God, his name changes every time we say it. I just sort of mumble through it.
He's from Oberammergau, I think. Or maybe Baden-Württemberg, one of the two. But we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.